This diagram offers a detailed look at the interrelated structures of the liver, pancreas, gallbladder, and the bile passage system. It's a simplified representation intended to help understand how these organs work together in the digestive process. The liver is shown at the top with its right and left hepatic ducts labeled. These ducts collect bile from their respective sides of the liver and converge to form the common hepatic duct. Below the liver, the gallbladder is depicted. It's a small pouch-like organ where bile is stored and concentrated. The cystic duct connects the gallbladder to the common hepatic duct, and together, they form the common bile duct, which is responsible for delivering bile to the small intestine. The pancreas is illustrated beneath the liver and gallbladder, extending horizontally across the image. This organ produces digestive enzymes that are transported to the duodenum through the pancreatic duct. The diagram shows the pancreatic duct joining the common bile duct at the major duodenal papilla, which is the point where both bile and pancreatic enzymes enter the duodenum, the first section of the small intestine. An accessory pancreatic duct is also labeled, which is an additional duct that some people have, opening into the duodenum at the minor duodenal papilla, slightly above the major papilla. The relationship between these structures is vital for digestion. Bile produced by the liver and stored in the gallbladder emulsifies fats, while pancreatic enzymes help in the digestion of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. The precise arrangement ensures that these substances are released into the duodenum where digestion continues. This visual explanation helps illustrate the anatomy and cooperation of organs involved in the digestive process, emphasizing their locations and connections to each other.